Tackling the pandemic's devastating impact on the economy was top of mind for President Biden today. He assured Americans who are struggling to make ends meet that help is on the way. Our White House correspondent Yamiche Alcindor begins our coverage.
The president's second full day in office and a focus on the pandemic's economic toll.
We're in a national emergency. We need to act like we're in a national emergency. So we've got to move with everything we've got. We've got to do it together. I don't believe Democrats or Republicans are going hungry and losing jobs. I believe Americans are going hungry and losing their jobs.
Last week, 900,000 Americans filed for unemployment benefits. Today, President Biden signed two executive orders aimed at delivering some economic relief. They include boosting food assistance benefits, improving the equal distribution of previously allocated direct payments, protecting unemployed job seekers, and raising the minimum wage for federal employees to $15 an hour. The move comes as Biden pushes Congress to pass a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package. That plan would include an additional round of $1,400 stimulus checks. At a White House briefing, National Economic Council Director Brian Deese said the orders were not a substitute for congressional legislation.
The single most important thing economically right now is to take decisive action. The risk of undershooting far outweighs the risk of doing too much.
At the briefing, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki also said the Biden administration would be taking several steps to fight domestic extremism. They include requesting federal agencies conduct a threat assessment, building on the National Security Council's capability to counter extremism, and coordinating parts of the government to combat radicalization. That comes after the January 6th Capitol riot. President Trump is facing a second impeachment trial. He is accused of inciting that attack. The trial, though, is complicating the push for more COVID relief. Today, Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced the House would deliver the impeachment article to the Senate on Monday. Still, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer stressed that lawmakers must balance the Biden agenda with impeachment.
We have three essential items on our plate. One, the confirmation of President Biden's cabinet and other key officials. Two, legislation to provide desperately needed COVID relief. Three, a second impeachment trial of Donald Trump. The Senate must and will do all three.
For his part, the Republican leader, Senator Mitch McConnell, had pushed for delaying the impeachment trial until February. He said it would give the Senate more time to give Trump due process.
That timeline would have provided the Senate some more floor time before we step up fully into the unknown of a trial, which, by the way, would have been a substantial benefit to the incoming administration and allowed them to get more of their cabinet confirmed.
The nomination is confirmed.
On the Biden cabinet confirmation front, today retired Army General Lloyd Austin became the first Black Secretary of Defense. The Senate voted to confirm him 93-2. Thursday, Congress agreed to exempt Austin from a rule banning recently retired military officers from heading the department. And the Senate will vote on the confirmation of Janet Yellen to be Treasury Secretary. She would be the first woman to hold that job. At our meeting.
And Yamiche joins me now. So, Yamiche, so much going on. Give us, though, a little more insight into these executive actions President Biden is taking to address the economic crisis.
Well, President Biden today really wanted to focus on the economic toll of the COVID-19 pandemic, talking specifically about Americans who have gone hungry, Americans who have lost their jobs, Americans who have been evicted from their homes. He said that America needed to do better and that these Americans needed the help of the federal government. There are also a number of Biden officials today who told me that there needs to be decisive action right now. Now, in particular, when we look at these executive orders, what they do is increase the assistance to low-income families, nutritional assistance. And when we look at that executive order, I want to, in some ways, talk to people about what are the facts that when it comes to food insecurity in this country. So as a result, 29 million Americans face a hunger crisis in this country. 12 million children often don't have enough to eat. One in five Black and Latino households struggle to secure food when they need it. Now, the White House says that this is really just a down payment, these executive orders, and that they need to pass, Congress that is, needs to pass that $1.9 trillion COVID relief package that Joe Biden is getting some pushback from, especially from moderates and some Republicans.
And Yamiche, just backing up, looking at this overall, here we are at the end of the president's first few days in office. He's only has a few cabinet members in place. What do we know now about his priorities?
Well, at the end of his first week as president, Joe Biden, it's clear, has a lot to juggle, and that the top priority for him remains COVID-19. It is true that he only has a few cabinet officials confirmed right now. He has two. That's Avril Haines, the director of national intelligence, as well as General Lloyd Austin, his defense secretary, who is the first black man to hold that position. Now, there is Tim Kaine, just a few minutes ago, said that he expects Anthony Blinken, that's the treasurer, that's the secretary of state nominee, to also be confirmed today. He also says that Alejandro Mayorkas may be confirmed as early as tomorrow. That would be the Secretary of Homeland Security. The other thing to note here is that there are a lot of topics on Joe Biden's agenda, and you can see that even though, of course, COVID-19 is his priority. He talked about immigration this week. He put forth plans on that. He also put forth plans on, again, economic release, racial justice, criminal justice. The other thing to note is that all of this is happening, Joe Biden pushing his agenda, pushing his plans, as that impeachment trial is looming, and the Biden administration doesn't want to talk about how they think President Trump, the former president, should be held accountable for his role in the January 6th Capitol attack. Instead, they're saying that leave that up to the Congress, but they are doing something interesting, which is that they are overhauling, for the most part, the way that this country deals with domestic terrorism. Today, as we laid out in the story, they're really going to be asking federal agencies and intelligence agencies to look very deeply at radicalization in this country, white supremacy in this country. So that tells you where all of the things that they're juggling is heading at this point.
A lot on the plate, no question about it. Yamiche Alcindor reporting on the White House. Thank you, Yamiche.